Here we are, latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm Tom Hill. Leeds midfielder Tyler Roberts has reportedly been stalling on a new contract. The 22-year-old joined the club in 2018. Despite playing an integral role in the Whites' first-team squad this season, reports suggest that the Welsh midfielder has yet to put pen to paper a new deal. Could be available for free in 12 months' time. Leeds looking to value him at £10 million. Reports suggest that Newcastle are willing to meet that valuation this summer and do believe that he could become a real mainstay in their squad. Into other news, former Newcastle favourite Steve Howe and Rob Lee have defended Steve Bruce, with the former believing he's the best man for the job. The 60-year-old remains largely unpopular with a section of the Magpies fan base, despite steering the club to safety last week. Further draws in some of their big games have helped them over the line and some important wins. He told This Is Football, did Howie. For me at the moment, being manager at Newcastle is like a poison chalice. You could get a top manager in, but if you're not going to give them the funds to buy the right players, they're always going to struggle. I can't think of anybody who could do a better job because top managers want a vast amount of money to spend, and I don't think they would get it from the owner. Into other news, and Alan Shearer has discussed his time in charge of the club. He's revealed what he would do differently. He took over in 2009, but was unable to stop them from going down. Subsequent managers have been able to bring the club back from the brink, but Shearer has said that one of his mistakes was trying to change things too quickly. He said that because players were coming in late for training and making poor decisions, he was trying to make too many changes to try and improve morale. Instead, he should have tried to keep things light-hearted to try and get the club through the door at the end of the season and then push for more changes later down the line. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.